Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can click the Contact Us link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. You can also find out there about attending our weekly shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, or our upcoming shows on the road in Houston in New Orleans. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Happy New Year. This is Brian Johns from Camden, New Jersey.
Hey, thanks, Brian. Hi, how are things in Camden?
It's kind of a loaded question, Camden.
Yes, it sort of implies impending disaster.
Yeah, it's a beautiful city, great community, but you feel like you're a red shirt every time you walk out of your apartment.
You feel like you're a red shirt?
Yeah.
I'm not sure I know what that means.
It's like the Klingons are going to attack you.
Oh, I see. It was a Star Trek reference. I'm sorry. I didn't have my geek hat on. I appreciate that.
I thought you were conveying coded information to the Resistance or something.
Right.
There.
I knew exactly what you meant.
Brian, welcome to the show. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. Your job, fill in that last word or phrase correctly in two of the limericks. Do that, you'll be a winner. Here's your first limerick.
We'll have Heinz or Hunt's Brew, a new batch-up. Then we'll see if the shards or sauce match up. And don't smack the bottles or things fly full throttle. And we'll have more explosions of...
ketchup.
Right. Watch out, America. The terrorists are now after your condiments. Two diners at an American waffle restaurant in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, tried to apply the red menace to some hash browns. It shot out of the bottle, psh, splattered everywhere. They called police. They really did. And police conducted an in-depth investigation and determined that pranksters had put baking soda in the bottle, causing gases to build up so that it would,
wow,
psh. They say this is happening more and more across the country. So they warn American diners, before opening your ketchup bottle, point it at someone you dislike. Here is your next limerick.
At HP, we are taken aback. We intended the camera to track. It should find any face, irrespective of race. Yet it can't seem to track one that's...
black.
Yes. Hewlett-Packard has a new media smart computer, and it has face-tracking software. The idea is you turn your webcam and you move around, it'll follow you and see your face. But it doesn't seem to care about black people. An African-American man named Desi Crier made a video with a computer. He posted it to YouTube. In the video, you can see the camera happily moving around with one of his white coworkers. But when he gets in front of the camera and moves around, it just ignores him. In Desi's words, quote, "I think my blackness is interfering with the computer's ability to follow me," unquote. HP has acknowledged the issue. They blame lighting, and they say they will send the computer in for sensitivity training.
That's like, you know, the automatic faucets.
Yes.
If you're wearing black, they won't go.
Really?
When the light goes, yeah, it won't.
I wasn't aware of that.
You have to lean over to the other one and wash just use someone else's water.
This is why it's so difficult for ninjas to keep up their ablutions.
If I knew what ablutions were, I would support you. I thought that ablutions was what was in Avatar. They have tails, these ablutions.
But they're very clean and well shaved.
Yeah. Because the faucet always turns on for them. They're blue.
Yes. I don't know. I fell asleep.
Interestingly enough, the climactic scene takes place in a restroom. So you find that out. All right. Very good. Here is your last limerick.
As the coils glow, I am engrossed. But the golden bread thrills me the most. I push slices down. Then I see them brown. The clear casing lets me watch my...
toast.
Right. We believe we have the invention of the century at long last, the Magimix Vision Toaster. It sells for roughly $300. It took engineers 15 years to create. But finally, you can watch every single second of your bread toasting through the walls of your transparent toaster so as to make sure it will not burn. Engineers came up with highly complicated quartz contraptions to heat the bread from the corners so you can see the bread. Manufacturers say they could have released the toaster 4 years ago, but held off because they wanted it to be, quote, perfect. Next up, a high-tech way to watch paint dry.
Boy, I can't wait for the Toast Channel, though.
3D?
In 3D.
Oh, it can't be any
like,
worse.
You'll be grasping at the toast in your living room. It won't really be there. You'll be like, Carl, how did Brian do in our quiz?
Brian was perfect, Peter. 3 correct answers, so he wins our prize.
Well done, Brian. Congratulations. Thanks so much for calling and playing.
Thank you.